The question was asked, if a non-Jew eats kosher, do they benefit from it? Is there any reason a non-Jew should eat kosher? So if a person's in the conversion process, then that's part of practice. It's they should practice eating kosher. For sure, they should get used to eating kosher. But if a person is not Jewish, they're just not Jewish. So I think that they don't benefit from eating kosher meat. And my proof of this is from a halacha. Halacha says that if a Jew has non-kosher meat, and a non-Jew comes and wants to buy from him kosher meat, so it says he's not allowed to sell him the non-kosher meat and tell him, don't worry, it's kosher. So the halacha then says, why not? It doesn't matter to the non-Jew anyways. It doesn't matter to him if it is or isn't kosher. He gains nothing if it is or isn't kosher. So the halacha says, still, that's called cheating him. Even though technically to him it doesn't matter, but he asked you to buy kosher meat. You're not allowed to cheat him. You're not allowed to lie to him. He asked you for kosher meat. Maybe his intention is in an hour to sell it to a Jew, and he'll say he bought it from you, it's kosher meat. You don't know what his intention is. But from that halacha, we understand that the halacha seems to say that the non-Jew really doesn't gain or lose anything if he eats kosher versus non-kosher. It's only because the halacha didn't want you to lie. He asked for kosher, sell him kosher. Maybe because later he'll sell it to a Jew, maybe for a different reason, but don't lie to him. But from that halacha, it sounds like, from that law, that the non-Jew doesn't really benefit. Because if there was an issue here that he lost, then for sure that's not fair. You see, the halacha said, no, on principle, you're not allowed to lie, you're not allowed to cheat. But it sounds like it's only because of the principle. Not because the non-Jew really benefits or loses by eating kosher as opposed to non-kosher meat. That's what it sounds like.
Nice.